This digital recording comes from the New Energy Times Archive.
This recording is copyright 2004 by New Energy Times and may not be used in whole or in part for any commercial purposes without the express written authorization of New Energy Times. New Energy Times is pleased to present an interview with Akito Takahashi, speaking with Stephen Krivitt at the International Conference on Cold Fusion, August 2003, in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Dr. Takahashi is the chair of the Nuclear Instrumentation Group at Osaka University and has been performing experimental and theoretical cold fusion research since 1989. Dr. Takahashi has worked in the hot fusion field for over 20 years, published over 300 papers, and served in numerous capacities with the Japan Atomic Energy Society. He has received several awards in both hot fusion neutron physics as well as for his work in cold fusion, and is now a leader among the Japanese cold fusion researchers.
My name is Akito Takahashi. I graduated from Osaka University and got a degree in nuclear engineering. Actually, that is the applied nuclear physics. I'm working now in the nuclear engineering department of Osaka University as a professor of nuclear instrumentation.
What is your area of specialty and study relative to the field of cold fusion, sir?
Okay, my main field is the study of neutron physics for fusion application. However, that is somewhat related to cold fusion physics. I've been studying problem cold fusion since 1989, so more than 10 years.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the results that you're seeing from your experiments or your theories?
Yes, in the experiment, I can say we could observe at the beginning in 1990 or so quite clear evidence of neutron emission, but the emission level is very low. So I am a specialist for neutron measurement, finally measured the neutron and the neutron energy also. And that could identify that reaction is the two-deuteron reaction with not very much high level, but very weak, but they exist. And that is my first result. And secondly, I got eventually the big excess heat in the electrolysis experiment. And so that experiment was duplicated once in Los Alamos using the same radium material as we used.
Who duplicated that?
The Ed Stones. And after that, when we changed the batch of the radium cathode, we never replicate the result. It's strange.
And you're speaking about your experiments at 14 years ago, or is this currently?
12 years ago, exact, yes. And after that, I switched my study for measuring the somewhat extraordinary neutron reaction. That is the neutron reaction for three neutrons, not two. So I looked for the evidence of that reaction, which should emit two mass-free particles having same energy. So I tried such experiment using a low-energy particle accelerator for about 10 years. Now we have found good evidence of such reactions. So
how often are you seeing this evidence? Is it 1 in 100? Is it more than that?
If we use specially arranged the metal target with highly neutron absorbed, we could observe almost 100%.
How long have you been seeing those kind of results for?
Since 5 years or so, we have been seeing repeatedly.
Tell me a little bit about the academic environment in which you're working. Are you finding that your university is friendly towards the research that you're doing?
I don't think my university is very friendly to support this kind of business, unfortunately.
But they know about it.
Probably they know. But in the Japanese system, I can manage my own laboratory, whichever I like, so I can manage somehow to continue this kind of work.
Do you have any particular hopes or expectations for the field?
Yes, I think that now we have a variety of evidences that show we should have some nuclear reactions taking place there. It's must be very new. So I hope we should have a new kind of physics, combining nuclear physics and condensed matter physics. That should open a new field for science. That's my hope.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Takahashi.